Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic episode from The Vault. Snoring can be so annoying that it seems like a simple fix is too good to be true. But most of the time, getting a sleeper to rest on their side instead of on their back can stop their snores. Today's episode explores why. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Almost half of all adults snore. Loud and persistent snoring may be a symptom of sleep apnea, a serious sleep condition that requires medical attention. But is it true that most snoring problems can be fixed just by sleeping on your side? First, a quick snoring primer. Snoring is the result of an obstruction of the breathing pathways during sleep. As you drift off to sleep, your mouth, tongue, and throat relax. The soft tissue in your throat can relax to the point that it partially blocks your airway. As air passes through this restricted space, it causes the tissue to vibrate, producing the telltale rumble. The narrower that your airway is, the more forceful the flow of air will be, which increases the vibration of the tissue and makes your snoring sound even louder. The root causes of snoring vary from person to person. Obesity is a common underlying reason for snoring because excess weight on the neck and chest compresses breathing pathways. Other causes can include allergies. They cause congestion and inflammation that tighten airways in the nose and throat, and drinking alcohol before sleep, which relaxes the throat muscles. And some people are just born with an extra thick soft palate or a low-hanging uvula that obstructs airflow to the throat. So, where does sleep position come into all of this? Sleep experts agree that sleeping on your back exacerbates snoring. That's because when you're asleep, your tongue, soft palate, and throat muscles automatically relax. And if you're sleeping on your back, those relaxed muscles will sag downward and backward, increasing the odds of an obstructed airway. Sleeping on your side is most effective on true tongue snorers, where the chief cause of the obstruction is a relaxed tongue blocking your airway. But turning on your side won't necessarily solve the snoring problem if it's an allergy or obesity issue. The trouble with side sleeping as a cure is that unconscious people are terrible at following directions. If your bed partner has a hard time maintaining a side sleeping position, you might try using pillows to prop them up or place a tennis ball under their shirt in the middle of their back to remind them to turn over, with their permission, of course. Today's episode is based on the article, Does Sleeping on Your Side Stop Snoring? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Dave Ruse. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.